Hey everybody, this is Stacey Boyd. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mommy Diaries podcast. If you can do me a favor before we even get started, could you please subscribe to this podcast and also leave a great review so that more people can know about it and it can spread farther and wider. Again, my name is Stacey Boyd and this podcast is called The Mommy Diaries. One of the main reasons that this podcast exists is because I am a mommy. I am actually a mommy of six. My husband and I, Kemp, we've been married for 13 years and we have six children. Our oldest, Virginia, is 13. Well, she'll be 13 in a couple of weeks. We have 9-year-old boy-girl twins and a 5-year-old Major. We have a 2-year-old that we are in the process of adopting. His name is Umari, and then we have a 1-year-old, Matthias, and we picked Umari up when he was 3 weeks old, and not too long after that, we found out we were pregnant with Matthias. So our house is full. We're a family of eight. This podcast is something special to me and something I love because I feel like a lot of things that go on in life, we go through and we grow from to be a help to other people. So hopefully and prayerfully, that's what this podcast will be. I am a little background about me. I was a stay-at-home mom for years. And just recently, probably in the last, I say probably about Major's five. So probably in the last like 3 years, I've started working. Before I was working in my kid's school, my older kid's school, I was the lunch lady, which was really fun for me to be able to see them and interact with them throughout the day and get to know their friends and all that good stuff. And then when I got pregnant with Matthias, I ended up, letting that job go. And then, I've been at my current job for a year. And what I'm doing right now is I work at a youth center. A student center, and it's called First Glance, and I am the coordinator for the teen and the young moms program, and that is called the Connect. And so the Connect is a community. It's not just programming, it's community. The moms, we get together, we have volunteers, we get together weekly and we just do life together. It goes way outside of just our Tuesday meeting. We're doing everything with these moms. We're loving on them. We're correcting them. We're supporting them. We're going to doctor's appointments. We're giving advice. We're just honestly just doing life with them. And on Tuesdays when we meet, we actually have a family style dinner together. So the moms, the volunteers, the children, their kids, volunteers for the children's programming, which is called Tiny Glancers. We all have dinner together, family style dinner. And then after that, we do something called a mom chat. Excuse me. In our mom chat, we talk about everything. We talk about everything from, budgeting and building systems in your house to, so that you can be more productive, to relationships. Like last week, we talked about change. The week before that, we talked about our top two for 2019, two goals that we had set for ourselves for 2019. And then last week, we followed up with that was with one of the goals. We talked about one specific goal. And with that one goal, what were you going to have to change to make it happen? So we had, like not smoking, be more positive, lose weight. We had a variety of things and we just talked about what we could do. What's one thing we could change? What's one habit we could break and one habit we could make to get to that goal? So the Connect is something really, really close to my heart, dealing with teen and young moms and loving on them and building a relationship with them because I was once in their situation. I was pregnant for the first time when I was 14 years old and unfortunately, I had an abortion. So just being a safe space for them, being a place to encourage and to love on them, it's like a dream come true because it's something that I wish that I had when I was their age. And I also am the early childhood coordinator at my church. So basically for the nursery, the preschool, and the toddlers, I do the scheduling of the volunteers for the teachers, and I also help, I set up the curriculum and break down the room and that type of thing. So that's really fun too, because get to meet new people, interact with people, you get to see kids grow up, you get to love on babies, and I just love babies. I know a lot of people are like, no, I don't like the newborn stage, but I absolutely love it. And it settles my heart just to be able to go in and hug on some babies and give them right back. What else do I do? Oh, a little bit more background. My husband, Kemp, he works in mental health. He's a director at a outpatient mental health facility, but he's also a head football coach for the high school in our neighborhood. He's been the head football coach for 5 years, and we've been married for 13 years. And this whole time, even before we were married, he's always coached. When we first got married, he said that that was his dream, to coach, teach, and preach. And he's doing all of them now. So, shout out to him. Love you, babe. But also just being kind of like this football mom. We have football players at our house on a regular basis, whether it's feeding them, whether they're just stopping in to talk to my husband, whether it's them coming over and playing a game, spending time with our family, our kids, our door is always open. During the season, we have, leadership dinners at our house on Sunday. So the young men come over, we do the same thing. We have the family style dinner. They hang out. My husband teaches them something. They discuss something about a particular part of leadership that they can be better at, that they can establish. And they just hang out. We do family. We do life together. We do family time together. So that has been really awesome. One of the main things that has been going on in my life within the past few months is I am dealing with grief. I'm dealing with loss. My older sister, I have two sisters and a brother. I'm the youngest of four. But my older sister, who was 6 years older than me, she actually passed away this November. It's been if I'm being completely honest, it's been a struggle. It is a struggle. It's a shock to my system. My sister was, not only were we just sisters, we were friends. We were really, really close. She was my best friend, and she also lived with us. When we moved into the house we're in now, we ended up moving here like 5 years ago. And we moved in this house because it was right down the street from the high school that my husband coaches at. And we wanted to be all in, right in the neighborhood. So we found a perfect house. We moved in about 5 years ago. And not too long after we moved in, my sister actually moved in with us. So she was an intricate part of our family. Like, it was us nine together. And losing her has been a complete shock to all of our systems. It was sudden. Like, it wasn't something that she was like sick or we had the time to process or deal with. You know, on Thanksgiving morning, we got up, we talked about what we were having for dinner. She has asthma, so she was a little wheezy. She went downstairs to do a breathing treatment. I went down, checked on her, and she was taking her treatment. I came back up to check on the boys and, you know, went back down a few minutes later, probably about 5 minutes later, and she was unresponsive. You know, did CPR, called the ambulance, all those things. And unfortunately, the next day, you know, we found out that she was completely brain dead, and we made the decision to take her off life support, and she passed away. So I'm dealing with that. Our family's dealing with that. And it's so funny because this has opened up not only a new chapter in my life, it's opened up me to deal with, you know, like the passing of my mother, and also just being in a place where I'm vulnerable and I'm okay with it. I'm a person who I don't like to feel as if I'm putting something on somebody else. I don't like to feel as if I'm being a burden. And a lot of times, me feeling that way, I just, you know, something might happen or something may go on and I'm like, oh, I'm okay. Everything's fine. And I just keep going and doing what has to be done. And this for me has, it's changed a lot of that. You know, I still have to keep going to a certain extent. I really don't feel like I'm fully processing or it's all sinking in right away because it happened so suddenly. But also we have 6 kids and I have to keep going. You know, our kids have to stay fed. Our kids still have activities. Our children are, there's still so many things that has to be done. So I'm going. I'm continuing to take care of them all the while. You know, my life has changed, but life hasn't stopped. So I'm sure throughout this podcast, we'll journey through that, journey through me being in therapy. I have, since my sister died, I've started going to therapy. I actually did a session today. So this was my second session and just going through that process because I've never done it before. It's nothing that I was raised to recognize. Like, I guess for a lot of people, especially, you know, Black families, like depression and mental illness has been something that has been swept under the rug. It's been something that you just keep going. You don't really, I don't want to say you don't acknowledge, but you don't, you kind of try to pray it away, or it's something that you don't put in the forefront or pay attention to, thinking that it'll just get better. And eventually it's just something you live with. So in effort to grieve well, and to be as healthy as possible, and to honor my sister Melissa's life, I'm going through the process. I'm going through the process of therapy. I'm going through the process of grieving. I'm going through the process of being okay with not being okay. And it's hard. It's jarring in a lot of ways. It's something that I don't know when or if will ever not be shocking to me. You know, I still get up every day. Like I said, my sister passed on the 23rd, and actually tomorrow it'll be 8 Fridays, 8 weeks, 2 months since she passed. And every day since, I've still waken up like, what the heck is going on? My sister's not here. So yeah, we're going to journey through that together. We're going to learn some things. We're going to love on each other. And like I said, I hope that you find help and you find healing in the journey. Love you all. Talk to you soon.